Blog Talk Radio.
Computers and televisions. There was a time when you could tell the difference between the two. Just like on Santa Monica Boulevard, you used to be able to tell the difference between a woman and a man. Before the confusion started, $5 paid for some prime lady fur. Not some surprise cocktail sausage leaping out at you like an angry cobra. Scarier still, media experts speculate that in the very near future, computers will take over television completely. From there, some believe, and I am one of them, that this will lead to a world where humans are forced into hiding, locked in a death struggle against a race of supercomputers known simply as the Klarn. Others, let's call them retards, believe TV will be around for a long time.
Everybody, it's Joe Micheletti, and when I'm home stretching my groins, I'm listening to Blue Shirt Banner Radio. This show's got a good pace to it, doesn't it, Sam? Here's Jim and Eddie.
Ah, thank you, Joe. Good evening. Welcome to Blue Shirt Banner Radio. What an opening. Holy, we get some money in a budget here or something? What do we got, an audio visual? Wow.
What happens when you get 15 inches of snow? You get a lot of audio bits.
So you had 15 inches of snow in Ronkonkoma.
Yeah, it was, as advertised, a big-time dig out here. Luckily, you have a neighbor who has one of those snow plows on his truck. Threw him a 20 spot and didn't have to do anything.
Look at you. You're stimulating the economy.
Oh, yeah. Taxes not reported in Suffolk County, like we need more. But, yeah, it stimulated my day, because in my house, snow day is a blow day. You know what I mean? A snow blower, I mean.
I'm not sure I do know what you mean. It's quite...
Well, I'll leave it up to the imagination.
That's quite the scene you got going over there. Well, good evening, everyone in the chat room. We're gonna have fun tonight. We're gonna have a good time. We had a tough loss last night for the Rangers, which we'll get to in a couple of minutes. And I see we got a nice full chat room already. We appreciate all you guys being here with us again. Just to let you guys know, we talked about Eddie and I had a conversation last night, and since we have moved into the second half of the Rangers season, and since things are looking up as far as a possible postseason for the aforementioned Rangers, we are going to go back to two shows a week. We're going to put together a schedule. We'll do that in the coming days for you guys, so you'll have a better idea of when we're going to be on the air. But we're going to go back to doing two shows a week for you guys. We enjoy doing it, so why not? So, we'll be bouncing around a little bit, Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, whatever. It'll all depend on when the Rangers are playing and if we got anything else going on. So, Eddie, two nights a week. We get paid double for this, right?
Yes. Well, I think it's important, like I told you, that now the games are going to really start to mean something. And, we're starting to see it already. And, the Rangers play a lot of close games, and last night was one of them. And I think it's just I have more fun in the second half of the season, especially if we get to the playoffs. That's going to be just crazy. And, I'm crossing my fingers we get there. And, there's a lot to talk about. We do shows all year round. It seems sometimes there's more to talk about in the summer than there actually is in the first – we make our predictions. We see how the team goes in the first 15 games, and then there's a little bit of a lull between 20 and 40, I guess. I guess with the Rangers being improved, we've got a lot more to talk about. but also the ending of baseball, and now we're going to have coming down to the end of football. So, you know, it'll be – well, everybody be just so super focused on the Rangers. So everybody be more passionate, as they say. And I get more passionate about that as well.
So. Yeah, I think what happens is, you know, hockey season starts in October, and there's that initial crush, you know, let's see what's going on with the Rangers and it's hockey season, and, you know, and then it kind of slows down just a little bit because people kind of, you know, like you said, there's football, the Yankees are always in the playoffs, that carries you people through October, so you got the Yankees are playing every other night, and then you got the Giants and Jets on the weekends, and, you know, it's a lot of people out there are basketball fans, so, you know, it's like every night of the week there's something going on. But then once baseball wraps up, then there's a little more time for hockey. And then once, you know, the Giants are done, so there's a little more. So you got Giant fans who are starting to get back into hockey now, full swing. And then, you know, however far the Jets go, but at best case, they've got another 3 or 4 weeks. And then you know, everybody will be full swing back into hockey. So, you know, we're starting to see definitely an increase in people coming around to the show and the site. And we love it and we appreciate it. We're glad you guys are here. So we'll give you more. We give the people what they want here.
More bang for your buck.
That's right. So tonight, so, you know, like I said, we'll have some fun tonight. We got a lot of fun stuff planned for you. And I wanted to touch back. You know, we had the big show on Monday night, which was the dawning of Roosevelt. And I went back and listened to the show, and you mentioned this a couple of times during the show that you couldn't. You couldn't get over how giddy Ranger fans were over this, and I really put some thought into it and trying to think, you know, for myself and guys like Rock and everybody else that was calling in and a majority of the people in the chat room. And I think, and you had mentioned a couple of times that people seemed happier about this than they did with Redden, and I tried to put my finger on it, and I think that it was partly because Redden was expected. I think everybody expected that to happen, and Redden seemed more like. You know, when they sent Redden to Connecticut, it was more for the benefit of the team. And, you know, they did that as a move to help themselves out, whereas this felt more like – I think this felt more like a gift to Ranger fans, and it was such a surprise. And I think it was – I think that's why we saw such an overwhelming response on why, you know, everybody was so excited about that trade. But it was a great show Monday night. It was a lot of fun. And if you missed it, make sure you catch the podcast because we really did have a good time on Monday night. But what's your thought on that? Because like I said, you brought it up a couple of times.
Well, you know, I think it basically goes from. I mean, this is what I was listening to NHL Live the day after the trade went down, and Don Maloney was on. And was talking about Roosevelt. I think, first of all, in Ranger fans' eyes, when Rosie went from being a $700,000 player to $5 million or whatever he was making, that was the problem right there. Expectations get high, and he certainly did not fill them once he became a highly paid player. Don Maloney said that he had been kind of... looking at Roosevelt for a while. He says that he knows Roosevelt. He likes Roosevelt. He says Michael is a very sensitive guy, and that maybe being every time he can keep a puck in and being booed or whatever, kind of may have affected his play. Who knows? Listen, New York's a tough city. We're gonna voice our displeasure. When a player's not playing up to par. One thing that struck me, Jim, is that Maloney said that Glenn Sather is probably one of the few GMs in the league that will pull the trigger real quick. And he likes that about Glenn. So I think that maybe that... It's funny because Glenn Sather, you know, he's been great in the trades. I wish he would maybe not be so quick on the UFA signing. Maybe he should be a little more thought into those. Don Maloney is giddy that he's got Michael Roosevelt. Now, they wanted a guy who could play some minutes and play, you know, some defense enough for them. So and they said they felt Volsky was expendable. And then because they had some guys coming up with Boddicker and a couple other dudes. So apparently, and you know, Don Maloney is just so gracious. He's just like a nice guy. He was actually wishing that the trade worked out for both teams. Like, almost as much, like, he had to almost add as a caveat, well, I hope we do get the better of the deal, but I hope it works out for both teams. So it's like trading with your best friend, like, in a fantasy league.
Right.
You know?
I wish Roosevelt all the best. I'm very happy about the trade. But I'll tell you something. I don't know where this Voltek Volsky is. I think we got scammed a little bit.
Oh, yeah. You can't listen. First of all, now, I hope you're saying that we were scammed in a way where we were totally given false info on this guy.
Well, we were. I mean, we're on here the other night lauding the Polish prince and Polish this, Polish that. Here he is last night after the game.
They know that, if you hold it in the middle and they come towards you, you can chip it wide, and he will get there first. So I think that was the biggest thing, is that we created a lot of offense. We had the puck a lot down low, and not only did we have the puck, but we took it to the net and we got opportunities. And I think, you know, their goalie played well, and they won, but we definitely had a lot of chances. Thanks.
That guy sounds as Polish as Hanson Carter. I think we got scammed.
I also think we got scammed by a lot of people who were telling us, this is a stereotypical, and I'll get to that part of your thing. But whenever Ranger fans don't know about a guy and then he turns out he's a foreigner, we always go, oh, well, he's lazy, he's this and that. He didn't look lazy. He looked like he had more chemistry with Gabbert than Frolov ever had in one game. Did anybody else get that? I mean, I know he missed a wide open net and hit the post, but
pole.
He looked pretty good out there. He hit the pole.
He did. I only had one minor complaint. It was a part in the third. He took a shift in the third period where the puck was in their own zone. The puck was in the Rangers' defensive zone, and he was just kind of meandering there a little bit. Just kind of drifting, not really moving around much, and that's something that if I was right, if I saw it the way I thought I saw it, that's something they're going to have to correct, and I'm sure they will. But other than that, I thought he looked good. You know, he hit the pole late in the game, could have made a difference. But what are you going to do? You know, they got beat last night. You know,
I saw passes out there. I saw a net presence that I have not seen by any other forward that's played with Cap. You know, I had to keep going back to Frolov, but that line looks like it could get some chemistry going. I think it's got a future.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. He certainly looks like he knows what he's doing on the offensive side of the, in the offensive zone. So maybe he could be another chip. You know, listen. And I thought, guys, while we're talking about the game, and yeah, you're right. Didn't this Vojtek, didn't he grow up in Ontario primarily? That's why he speaks like, you know.
Warsaw, Ontario, I guess. I don't know.
Anyway, the Rangers last night, that Dubinsky goal was great. That pass by Gilroy was fantastic. I know Micheletti almost wet himself on that pass. He kept going back to it 400 times, but he was right. That was a terrific pass by Gilroy. It's funny because MDZ is in the minors for trying to do things like that unsuccessfully this year, especially. But Gilroy succeeded in making that nice home run pass to Dubinsky off the boards. Fantastic goal by Dubinsky. And again, he's showing up every night here. He's not taking any nights off. We said in the past, what the hell is going on over here?
That was my phone ringing. the Ranger goals. The Ranger goal song is my ringtone.
Oh.
my phone started ringing. So anyway, sorry.
So I was saying that you know, we had talked about Dubinsky only kind of playing good against division rivals or teams that we had something going with emotionally. Now he's showing up every game, and he's looking great. Now, you know, I was waiting for a little bit more, you know, certainly Henrik Lundqvist, we know this. But I was waiting for that small minority of Lundqvist haters to get on him for that second goal. But frankly, that second goal was weak. Now, again, he has absolute, you know, carte blanche with me as far as, you know, I feel like he gets a pass because he plays so well most of the time with me. I really thought that second goal was weak. But still, the Rangers need to get more than two goals in a game to win it. You know, and also one of the things that really cheesed me off and really got to me was that. Well, the ridiculous officiating was really out in full force last night. Brandon Dubinsky gets slew-footed right in front of the referee, and I love to get this bozo's name and, you know, make a video about that and just call that freaking ridiculous non-call. I mean, and Subban is starting to really piss me off because he reminds me, now, I'm not talking about his play, but his disposition in his rookie year, of Scott Stevens. Now, when Scott Stevens first came into the league, he would take stupid penalties based on just being an ass or just being mad. He's mad. And that's what P.K. Subban did. And that's P.K. Subban, another first time this guy's done something like this. And you can't allow somebody trying to, again, injure your player this four people or two people that can call them that slew foot, and nobody is right in front of the referee. No, I don't even care about the 4-minute power play or 5-minute power play or 2-minute power play would have had at it. It could have taken one of our best players out. And no call? I mean, it's horse dookie. You know, it's just, again, it's embarrassing to be a fan of a league that just continually has these dopes. I don't know. How do you miss that? How do you miss that? So
that's why I say they ought to take an official off the ice. Four is too many because they still can't see everything that happens. There's four of them on the ice. Why just get rid of one of them? Might as well miss with three. There's no. It's one less guy on the ice. It's more room for the players.
I agree. Keep running them. And another thing about last night's game, again, Sean Avery, every line he plays on has got jump, you know? And it's a wonder why he doesn't see much more time in the top six, because he had that line going. It's a loss. I hate losing to the Canadiens. I hate losing in period. But just, you know, it didn't work out, and Boyle crashed into the Lundqvist. And I don't know what happened on that second goal. It was just foobar. I was just like, oh, God. So,
well,
he did try to mount something late.
There were two things I saw in that game last night. Talk about Subban. I thought he completely took Boyle off his game, to the point where Boyle spent half the night chasing him around the ice, and Boyle was 3 of 13 on faceoffs. And it seemed like, you know, the first 10 minutes of the game last night, they were flying, they were swarming the net, they were shooting. They were going crazy. They got the goal, they got the early goal, and, I mean, they were all over the place. And it really looked like, you know, they were going to, it really looked like it was going to turn out to be like a five, you know, one of those 5-1 nights. And I think, I kind of got the sense that when they didn't get another goal early in the game where they were dominating, it kind of took something out of them. And then they had a power play, And the power play, of course, was terrible. And that killed them. And I said, they're the only team I've ever seen that gets a power play and it kills their momentum. And then Tortorella said it today. I think it's on the clip I have of Tortorella that we could play in a few minutes. I think he said it. And I know he said it was in the print, in the papers today, but I think he says it in the clip. He says, we got a power play and it killed our momentum. I mean, their power play is just, it's abysmal.
I don't figure that out.
And now, from what I saw, sorry. Go ahead.
I mean, I don't know what you do. I mean, you hear these idiots the whole time. Oh, they're practicing the power play. That does nothing, as far as I'm concerned. You either have the guys that can put the puck in the net with an extra man advantage. I mean, he probably got more shorthanded goals than they have power play goals in the last 2 weeks. I mean, you know, I don't know. It's got to be figured out. It's going to be a stickler. If you're going to go to the playoffs, you got to have the power play going. It can't be disaster.
I think Mandar just nailed it. He said the power play has all five guys on the boards. I think he's right. And they don't get the puck. They don't get the puck in, and work the puck. It seems like every time they get the puck in the zone, it just gets dumped right back out. They spend half their power play just chasing the puck down the other end of the ice. And Callie mentioned that they need to take Stepan off the point one of these days. I'm gonna get his name right the first time.
Oh.
They need to take him off the point on the power play. And I believe Andrew Gross said today that he is coming off the point. Let me see if I can find it. Maybe it's here somewhere.
You want to have him on the power play, but if he's going to be a center ice, but he's terrible on faceoffs. So if you got to win a faceoff deep in the other team's zone, Stepan can't do it. So maybe they were putting him on the back line, you know, because he's a playmaker, and he wouldn't have to take a faceoff. But it's not working.
Tortorella acknowledged today it's not ideal to have Stepan on the power play point, and he will now begin to use him down low as a forward again. Matt Gilroy, who continues to grow in confidence, may see regular power play time. Tortorella said he's trying not to overuse Stahl and Girardi, who are not only his number one defensive pair, but would likely be his number one power play points as well. Well, they got to do something. They're not a bad offensive team. I just can't figure out why. I can't understand why when the opposition takes a guy off the ice, why they get so, well, pardon the expression, retarded. I mean, I can't understand that. I don't understand it. But you're right about the playoffs. I mean, you can't go 3-4 games in the playoffs without scoring a power play goal. And it's not that they don't even score. They don't do anything. They don't get shots. They don't keep their momentum going. They don't do anything. I mean, it's like the only good thing about a power play is that you know it's going to kill 2 minutes of the game off clock faster. You know?
Yeah, it's mystifying. You know, like you said, it's the fastest 2 minutes in hockey.
Absolutely. So, shut up, Zach.
What are you going to say?
All right, you ready to take some phone calls?
Yeah, let's bring it on. Bring them on!
All right. Here is Newman. We missed you the other night.
Sorry, guys.
How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm doing good. What's going on?
Good. How'd you make out the snow over there, Eddie?
What, bro? Oh, 15 inches, brother.
We got 9.
Wow. Yeah, you know, I don't know. Long Island got hit really hard, even farther out east. Even got more in the Hamptons and stuff. I wanted to thank you, John, because you were out there on Facebook promoting the show today, even before we were. And I really wanted to say thanks for that, man. I appreciate it.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. Are you guys doing Pilates, by the way?
Doing them right now.
Excellent. I was going to put Eddie was going to get his back waxed and the gym was going to do Pilates, but I decided to do both of Pilates.
And then later in the show, we're going to do Kegels.
There you go. I'm going to do the Kegels.
So, yeah, no, I'm not going to be doing any Kegels, stretching on my vagina walls. The only fans that have vaginal walls are Islander fans. 100%.
Hey, Jim, Eddie, I had a question for you. Being that we picked up Volsky from Phoenix, could we have gotten Pruka? Because Pruka was released and sent, and he signed with the KHL team.
What do you want him for?
Why not? I'd rather have Pruka back. I would have liked Pruka.
But why? Tell me why.
Pruka played well when he was here.
He scored 30 goals 12 years ago.
That's fine.
We got to let go of Peter Pruka, for God's sakes. Go buy a Peter Pruka puck from Ricky. Put it in a shadow box with a Peter Pruka shrine. But let it go, John. He scored 30 goals. Foster Hewitt was still calling hockey games. It was still Czechoslovakia. Enough with the Peter Pruka. Oh God, I liked him as much as anybody, but he had nothing. He had 30 goals 1 year, and then he couldn't get on the ice. Tom Rennie couldn't find a place for him. Tom Rennie would generate 47 lines a game, and none of them had Peter Pruka on them. Enough with the Peter Pruka.
And like Jane said, with the Doors and the Korpikoski and the Paul Mara and the Jager, please, forget about that. This is a bizarro world when we go back to the old losers. This is where we get the new losers. I mean, the new winners. The new guys that are going to the top.
You wanna go back to the past? Let's bring back Leach and Zubov. Those are the guys we need that can help us. We need power play help. Give me Leach, Zubov, and give me Tim Kerr to go stand in front of the net. And there you go. We'll turn back the clock. Peter Pruka. Oh, gosh. Enough with the Peter Pruka. It's enough.
It's really got him going, John.
You made me lose my train of thought on that one. Here's what I wanted to say. Is there going to be repercussion with PK Subban when he did to Dubinsky in front of the rest on Saturday?
Yesterday?
Oh, you mean when the Rangers play him again? Are they going to go after him?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I think they should. You're right. Good point, Don Newman.
And is MSG going to hype this like they did with Crosby tripping Callahan on a breakaway?
I don't know, but I'm going to tell you one thing. Bugoff better be in street clothes beating him up before he even gets beating up Subban before he even gets into the arena. Get that Frankenstein out there and have him do something.
Dan Solana could have got us from the 400s. Are you kidding me?
That was dirty, man. This guy's really starting to cheese me off.
No, do you honestly remember that, Eddie, the commercials for MSG when the Rangers played Pittsburgh on that back-to-back night? They said it was personal now. They kept showing the highlight of Crybaby tripping on Callahan.
Oh, yeah.
And then them interviewing Callahan afterwards, and they kept showing that every other commercial on MSG was that. Are they going to do that the same thing with PK Subban and Dubinsky?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, who knows? These guys at MSG are real chuckleheads. And John, you must have some kind of ESP tonight. Because I was telling Jim about some of the MSG promos that they've been running, and they made a real serious boo-boo on one of them. And if Jim can get the clip set up, they're talking about tomorrow night's game, and here's the promo.
Thursday night on MSG, King Henry looks to shut down the Sedin brothers. King Henry.
I'm Henry the Ace, I am. Henry the Ace, I am, I am.
It's ridiculous.
What are these MSG knuckleheads? This is like Yes Network getting Derek Jeter and the New York Yankees going against the California Angels. King Henry? What the hell? I mean, come on, play it again. This is so stupid. I don't
Thursday night on MSG, King Henry looks to shut down the Sedin brothers. King Henry, King Henry, King Henry, King Henry, King Henry, King Henry.
Henry David Thoreau is going to help the Rangers. Henry Ford.
Yeah. King Henry. You gotta love what they do at MSG. I'm telling you. I mean,
promoting these games and having the Sedin brothers in, that's fun. And by the way, why wasn't Carey Price in goal last night? Why was Alex Alden?
That was another thing. I saw him in net and I go, well, thank God Carey Price ain't in net tonight. It's big. He's big. He's bald. He's Alex Alden's in net. And I'm like, we're free and easy. This is going to be an easy win. Well, guess what? What?
And again, another former Ranger killed us in the game. If it ain't a goal scorer, it's going to be a goalie this year, guys. I'm telling you that now. Every former Ranger that's come to the Garden to play the Rangers has killed us in one way or another.
Yeah.
I don't think Alex Auld necessarily killed us last night. It was, I don't know, just bad luck, but whatever you want to call it. I don't know.
Was it a six-game last night?
Something like that. Oh, you know what? That was a great thing. He's 2-2 before the game last night. They show his stats. He's 2-2 with a goals against of 1.92. Joe Micheletti says, "Oh, those look like all-star numbers, don't they? Don't they, Sam?" Like 2-2 with a 1.92. That's gets a guy into the all-star game. He might have had one good game before last night that brought his GA down. Those look like all-star numbers, don't they, Sam? Jesus. Gotta love Joe.
This game's got pace.
Got good
now,
pace.
One more question before I let you... Wait, hold on.
Sam said it before the game started, and Joe said it 3 minutes in. This game's got good pace, doesn't it, Sam? Oh,
every
Joe.
Night.
Both teams flying, Joe. Flying.
All right, one more comment before I let you go.
Well, I got to read you something, but go ahead.
If the crybaby does not play for whatever reason in the All-Star game, does Dubinsky get a nod? Does he get selected?
I don't know, because there's several teams who have no representative in the regular All-Star games. They have, people in the rookies. I don't know, since the Rangers already have two, whether they would go with another.
They actually have three, because the pod's in the specialty category.
Right, he's a rookie guy. But you got teams like Buffalo, who have nobody in the regular game. Calgary, well, maybe they deserve nobody in there. How are they not getting Ginla in there? He's got to be in there.
Olioka's on in the All-Star game? Come on, Olioka's got to be in there.
Ginla's in there. Was in there. I'm totally in the wrong here. I don't know what the hell I'm looking at. But, I don't know. Brandon seemed to be a little pissed off that he wasn't in it. He thought he had I like that. He's got a little bit of an ego. I like that. And, he probably looked at his numbers and said, hey, why the hell am I not in here? So I'm down with that.
All right.
And then,
well, sorry, go ahead.
All right, that's it.
Not bad.
I'm done.
Well, Newman, while I got you on the line, I'm going to read this. I'm going to read this to all you guys because this is something that might be up your alley. On January 26th at the Gotham Comedy Club in New York City, there is a private VIP party going on, and Don Mattingly and Brian Leetch are going to be there.
I'm already signed up for it. It's a Mattingly charity thing.
What's that?
It's a Mattingly charity. I know what he's, I signed up for it already.
You're signed up?
Yes, I am.
And Leach is going to be there.
Leach is going to be there and a couple other Rangers,
comedy club.
Also, yes, I heard about that.
All right. Well. Now shut up for a minute. Let me finish because there's more to this.
Not a problem.
Okay. What they've done is, for Blue Shirt Banner and Blue Shirt Banner radio listeners and readers, they're offering a couple of special deals if you guys want to go to this thing. Like I said, it's a party. There's a VIP pass, and then there's a VIP elite package where you can take part in like a 1-hour cocktail party before this whole thing begins, and kind of mingle with Mattingly and Leach. You get a private Q&A with them. Joe Fortunato and Dave Shapiro are going to be there. They were given media credentials for the whole thing.
Whoa!
Russ Cohen's going to be there. As part of your free gift, you get a copy of 100 Ranger Greats autographed by Brian Leach. I believe if you go for the VIP elite package, there's an open bar for 45 minutes. Food, the whole bit. So if you guys are interested, I'm going to post the website in the chat room. And then if you want to also, if you want to go, you can email me at blueshirtbanner.com. I'll send you the info. And it'll also be up on Blue Shirt Banner in the next couple of days. It's pretty cool. Sounds like a fun event. You get to mix it up with Leach and Don Mattingly. Russ Salzberg is going to host. Matt Yaloff is going to be there. You can ask, hey, if you go, you can bust Russ Salzberg's balls about saying that the Devils would win Game 7 in 94. He was rooting for the Devils the whole
season. Oh, me and him have a bad past.
Do you? Really?
Oh, yeah. We used to go several battles with him during his Sweater and Schmoozer days on FAN.
Right.
A lot of phone calls where he simply... He actually argued with me that Vladimir Malakhov was just as good as Brian Leach when Malakhov was on the Islanders. And I told him, you're insane. You know nothing about hockey. And,
now, do you have any of those on tape?
Yeah, I think I have one or two of those on tape still.
Wow.
I used to call him Buddy from Holbrook, which is always my prank alias.
Buddy from Holbrook, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And I had one night, one about him, I don't know, some insane rant that went on Wayne Presley, how he was useless. And he just loved to argue with me because I'm kind of loud, and he's loud too, but he's not a bit entertaining or a bit knowledgeable about hockey. So we lost on both.
And for a guy that worked in Toronto for a long time, you think he would be knowledgeable about hockey, but he really wasn't. But anyway, if you guys go to that website, I just posted it in the chat room if you want to check it out. If you mention Blue Shirt Banner, when you send your invitation request, they're offering discounted prices. So check it out. If you want to go, that'd be great. And like I said, Joe Fortunato and Dave Shapiro are going to be there covering the event. Along with, like I said, Russ Cohen's going to be there. So, and it was actually Russ that mentioned to the people doing the PR for this event. It was Russ that told them they should reach out to us. So we appreciate it, Russ. As my partner would say, we salute you. So that's that. Newman, you're already going. I should have known if there was asses to be kissed, your lips would be in attendance.
Eddie, that Russ Salzberg thing sounds like Glenn Taylor saying that Wade Redden was the best first line passer in the league.
Yeah, exactly. Or the stats. Phil is probably the biggest. And we target him immediately. That's got to be the best quote we ever got. Let's hope it's the last best quote we ever got from him.
Yeah.
But we never know.
All right, Newman. All right, we'll let you go.
Have a great night, guys.
Talk to you later, buddy. Take it easy.
Yeah. Bye. Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Great John Newman. All right. Switchboard's jammed again. I love it. Love it. What do we got here? Zach, what's going on, buddy? How are you?
Evening, guys. How's it going?
Good, good. What's going on?
Last night I was listening to one of the shows from about a year ago, and I think I know why the show is so unbelievably crazy. Remember last year you had that 3-hour special? You had... you had Emil DeCap-Francis and one of the longtime reporters, and then after that, the Rangers were playing in L.A., and you had a man on the scene there with his veggie burgers.
Oh, yeah.
What's his name? Fred Wodnicki?
Yeah. I couldn't stop laughing just listening to that again.
Yeah, that was some show. We had Emil Francis. We had Jerry Eskenazi. And then we had Fred live on the scene in L.A. We did 3 hours that night.
Yeah, it was right after the big tray where we got Jokinen and Pruss. And then I think it was the next show that I called him for the first time.
Oh, really?
So it's been about a year.
When we talked to Frank in that one, didn't we laugh like uncontrollably like the last 20 minutes of that show? I remember just laughing.
Yeah, yeah. I think you're right. I think we got really silly because it was late in the night. I think we were coming up on midnight for East Coast. And I was still on the East Coast then, so we were probably coming up on midnight. And yeah, it got real silly towards the end. I think we had Paulie on with us, and I'll have to go back. What was the date on that show, Zach? Do you remember?
It was the first show in February. I think it was the second.
February of 2010? Oh, then I was already out. Okay, then I already was out in Arizona. Okay.
Yeah, this was after the Ranger game in Phoenix.
Gotcha. Okay, yeah. I'll have to go back and listen to that show again. I have it on my Zoom.
Oh, it had to be one of the craziest shows ever.
we've had a lot of crazy ones, no doubt. But Fred the Grump Wadnicki with the classic phrase. This is my description of the Rangers season. They suck. They suck. They suck. They're okay.
They suck.
They suck. They're okay. They suck. They suck some more. They're a little okay. They're not bad. They suck. They suck. They suck. And he did those creepy videos. He's like videotaping some girls behind, like sitting right in front of him. Did you see the video he did, Zach? Did you ever see that?
Yeah.
No, I haven't, but I've heard so many funny things.
It's on Ranger Crisis. He did a video, and he's like sitting behind this girl, and he just keeps videotaping this girl. And it's like, no, nothing creepy about that. He's got like these big giant eyebrows and everything. But we love
and
you, Fred.
Even though you guys are cracking up hysterically. As soon as he got disconnected, you're like, thank God he got disconnected. I can't take another minute of it. Real quick, I got a couple of shout-outs to the Loon Ranger. He visited me at the store last week, wanted to buy a jersey. He didn't recognize me at first, and then he came up to me and said, you're Zach, right? I was like, yeah, how do you know me? Like, I'm Terry. I'm the Loon Ranger. So unfortunately, I didn't get to sell him a jersey, but I was pretty close. And yesterday, somebody who worked nearby came into the store. He's a longtime listener. He doesn't have a username because he usually gets out of work very late. He's usually one of the guests, and he'll probably tune in at 9 o'clock. But he told me he listens to the show all the time, and he loves
it. That's Terry Lynn is his name. I think his last name is L-I-N. He always sends me a Facebook message. He puts something on my wall after he listens to the show. But yeah, he's a loyal listener. I guess, like you said, he works or whatever, and he can't listen to us live.
Well,
so
the second person is the one that is a guest, and he tunes in probably around 9 o'clock. He's a longtime listener as well, so he says hi, and he hopes to get a username soon.
Nice.
Well, hard.
Yep. I don't remember his name, but I know he's going to try to get a username. And long before I started listening to the show, there was another person who listened. His name is Eric. I don't remember his username, but he works at the NHL store a couple of times, and he works at MSG for the Ranger games.
Oh, double H.
Yeah.
Dum 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 dum.
Show is growing. My nipples are hard from all this listenership we're getting.
I know it's awesome. Nobody's more humbled by it than you and I. I mean, it's amazing. We read these emails that come in.
But I just love that all the maniacs are gathering in one spot. That's what I like. It's like it's organization of some kind of anarchy and some free speech. I mean, I don't want to go on we're like a Tea Party movement here, but it's just like we're tea baggers, I guess. No, I just like the fact that I even put it up on Blue Shirt Banner today when Jim told me to post something about the show being on, that it's uncensored. That's what I'm all about, uncensored. Especially the fact that, when we watch the MSG telecast, it's so vanilla and homogenized. I love, and Zach's an amazing story to me because He came out and saw me when I was doing the Ranger Crisis thing. I may have been doing something with you. He came out and he came to one of the card shows I was doing, and he's like, you know, you can see the guy is so hyped up on hockey. He loves hockey. And he says, I got nobody to talk about hockey with. Now he's got hundreds of people. He's working at the NHL store. I mean, now you can't. He's the pinnacle of hockey.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's meeting up with Ava and Claude and Marcy Braverman and all these people. You know, he's part of the inner circle of this. I mean, he's
part of the mental case brotherhood.
He might not be the Godfather, but he's definitely one of the consigliere's.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, he's a made man on this show, that's for sure. He's got his button.
I got to tell you, you got D.B. Maven as the voice of reason. You've got Eddie as the voice of everything. And I'm the keeper of the whistle.
That's
all right.
You're a silly bastard, and I love you, Zach.
Thanks, guys.
We do. You're a big proponent of the show, and we appreciate it, buddy.
From the side.
I wish you'd have known that you were. I wish you'd have known. I'd have known you were going to drop that on me. I'd have had it ready.
From the side. From the side.
Ever since you played that clip for me, that's just been stuck in my head. And then you guys just making fun of Joe Micheletti, the grim Joe Micheletti Reaper.
The groins one, yeah, that's a good one.
He did it again last night. Oh, Sam, somebody's missing from the bench. Sam's taking his shoes off trying to count how many people are on the bench. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Hold on, Joe. He grabs right foot, 12, 11, 14, 16. He's counting right to left in Hebrew. He's reading the Torah. Oh, somebody's not there. It's like, I don't know who's missing.
Oh,
in there.
I don't know.
Any word from between the benches as to what's going on?
Oh, Anisimov's back.
Yeah.
He's back.
That's just to be an equipment problem.
Sam's telling Joe, you don't have to buy the mask card yet. He's alive. Go ahead. Go ahead with your thoughts, and then I'll stop.
Somebody's missing from the bench. Al Troutwig, what do you got? Deb Placey, what do you got? Bill Pito, no. Ron Gay, Ken Danico, Mike Keenan, Butch Goring, Stan Fischler. What do you got?
Brian.
Kevin Weeks is the only one with an answer.
What was he doing there the other night?
He filled in for any Islander person that does not want to jump in.
What the hell do they need fill-ins for? They got 97 people working for this network.
They're all saying the same thing. Unless Don Maloney or Duguay call, I spit out everybody.
Look at what Big D wrote. He said, call the ambulance, Joe. Buy a plot at the cemetery and grab a shovel. Someone isn't on the bench.
Do you remember the movie The Naked Gun, the first movie, when they're at the baseball game and they show the booth and there's like 12 announcers all sitting in the booth? It's
yeah.
Mel Allen and Kurt Gowdy and Jim Palmer and everybody else is sitting. That's MSG. I mean, that's them. There's 92 people that work for that network. Nobody can tell you who's missing from the bench and why. Al Troutwig will tell you. When the late great Christopher Reeve was sitting down in his wheelchair in between in the tunnel, Christopher Reeve is down here, Sam and Joe, and what did he say? Well, I said the Rangers are going to win tonight. Well, but give me something.
Ah,
out of... I know, a little too much. Whatever. Anyway,
too soon.
Too soon. But we got a Ranger player missing from the bench. Sam and Joe are sounding the alarms, and they got nothing. Susan Skin and Tim Robbins are in the crowd with Carrie Underwood. That Al will tell you. But a missing player, nothing. It's like
at least get maybe a laptop concerny down there, somebody who's doing nothing that nobody cares about.
Got players on the bench, and it's like Emo Phillips' comedy show. Nothing.
One of these days, we should just call the game ourselves.
Oh.
We should put the sound on mute and call the game ourselves. We'll have our own trivia. We'll have our own laugh. We'll have our own. Oh, geez, he's down.
You know what? And also, last night, Jim made this. Told me this, and I did. I missed it in the second period when those idiots were talking about the ice and how bad the ice was because the pond kept falling down.
The bull riding,
Did you hear that, Jeff?
No. Joe Micheletti hinted something about something else is on the ice that Stepan is tripping over. And then he said, yeah, well, the bull riding was there yesterday, so maybe the bulls left a little something.
Yeah, and then they went to this goofy, creepy laugh fest after it.
Oh, my God.
Here we go.
The back and forth.
You ready?
Yeah, they had three nights of bull riding here at the Garden the last few nights. It might have been had a little bit of an effect on this ice.
Oh.
No?
You think they left some chips down there?
Oh, and I thought that was a puck.
You know what that laugh reminds me of? It reminds me of Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah.
It's like
he was
a butthead.
I mean, most
laughter ever. They said poo. This is getting weird now. Stop it, please.
All right, Zach, we're going to take some other calls.
Well, sorry for creeping you out, but it has to be bad.
Guys, have a good weekend. I'm going upstate for some rest and relaxation.
All right.
Stop laughing. Stop it. It's annoying now. And I think you need a new co-host. Here's Watson.
All right, Zach, we'll talk to you next week.
Have a good one.
Once you start doing that, then you can't stop breaking into a real one.
Yeah, they're real Abbott and Costello, those two.
Oh, God.
All right, next up, 347-894. I think this is Costa. Costa?
No, this is Rock Boys. How you doing?
Rock. All right, how's it going, buddy?
Another Greek guy.
Oh, didn't know that. Rock is Greek as well. We have a big Greek contingent.
That's a tough act to follow. What was that?
Yeah, I just reiterate what Eddie was saying. We do have a rather large Greek following here.
Yeah, I did notice that. Zach's actually a tough call to follow because you guys kind of sidetracked what I wanted to talk about, but I hate to bring everyone back to hockey now, but was at the game last night, and
all right, sorry, you were at the game last night.
I was at the game last night, and
was
you know,
it was
so funny though.
Game. Wasn't it, Rock?
What was that?
It was a good pace to that game, wasn't it, Rock?
Oh, outstanding pace. So, you know, the first 3 minutes were amazing, but you know, the team played well. You know, I didn't know how to come off. You know, with an opinion of the game. I didn't know how to figure it out, and I think a lot of the beat writers were kind of stumped. And if you listen to Tortorella's interview, you know, after the game, he didn't know how to ask him because it was a very weird, strange game where the team didn't play poorly. But in essence, they just couldn't put them away. And you know what? We talked about this, you know, last week, and we were saying that they got to figure out a way to score more. And you saw glimpses of Volsky. He looked good on the ice, but I don't know. I mean, I don't know if it's just every time they seem to get a new player, they seem to try to force feed him. I know they did it. They did it with Jagr. They did it with Bore, and they did it with they did it with Jokinen, and they try to get him the puck the whole night instead of. kind of doing their own thing, and I noticed they tried to feed him, especially Gabrick, when he was trying, instead of taking a shot, passed up a shot a few times to try to get the puck to Tobolski, and I noticed that a lot of times when a new player comes in that they try to force feed him. I don't know if you guys noticed that at all.
Oh, definitely.
I'd agree with that, definitely.
It's like, oh, welcome to the team, Vojtěch. You're on the first line.
Here, carry us.
Carry us.
No, because I know they did it when they got Yager and they got blown out by Ottawa that year. They lost like 9-2, but Jason LaBarbera was in that. But that's another story. But they try to force feed these guys when they first come in. Instead of them just get them come in and kind of get their feet wet, so to speak, and then you know kind of implement them into the system. But they were just trying to feed him all night. And
even with Jokic,
you know,
when they got Jokic and Rock, I think I was at the game. And he was playing the point on the power play his first game. I was like, wait a minute.
That was against L.A., and they gave up a shorthanded goal.
Right, yeah. So I think there's something to be said for that. So it's just it's like, hey, you know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Might as well. I mean, that may be his philosophy, is just throw you in there. But
Eddie, I'm actually glad you brought this up about Don Mahloney because I saw that interview also on NHL Live, and you know when he said Sather doesn't take long to make decisions, you know maybe that's his secret. I mean he just knows when he knows. I mean he just makes the trade, and I thought it was a very interesting interview, and he seemed almost happy for the Rangers, like he did them a favor. I was laughing. I'm like, wait, look at this guy. He's like he did the Rangers a favor, and he's like he's happy about it. I don't know.
Yeah, no, he was genuinely glad that the trade was. It wasn't like, ha ha, I fooled Sather, or we weren't happy with this player and we got Roosevelt. He's going to help us. It was, I hope the trade works out for both teams.
Yeah.
I mean, he has. I don't know, they're in different conferences, and the likelihood of them meeting the playoffs is probably, you know, slim to none. But still. That was about as amiable, and he just was. He's always been like that, an amiable guy like that.
Yeah.
But you're trading. You're looking to get the. You know.
Well, he's probably. You know, he probably feels he owes Sather a favor because of the Envelis and Korbakovsky trade. I mean, not that Korbakovsky's lighting it up, but at least he's still on the team. At least he's serviceable.
Yeah, he's something.
You know, and they made so many trades together. I mean, I was going through it with a friend of mine last night about how many trades they've made together, you know, for whether it's Hossa for Schustrom or Derek Morris or Andreas Eriksson from last year. I mean, they've made so many trades together. I guess they're just uncomfortable, and that's pretty much it.
The Phoenix Wolfpack.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
It's definitely... And, you know, he was an assistant GM here, and, you know, and a lot of people forget, you know, Don Mahloney was a very revered Ranger in his playing days. And unfortunately, it was marked when he went to the Islanders and I had to disown him. But before that, he was one of my favorite players, and you took guys in our age range, my age range. We loved Don Mahloney. He was... He was Ryan Callahan, man. That's what he was. He did everything. He worked. He had no ego. He was much better than his brother. and I don't care what Russ Cohen and Adam Rader wrote in that book. I learned pretty early on as a 10-year-old, you know, 12-year-old going to the games that every guy who was over 25 was pretty much hated Don Mahloney, thought he was a bum, called him a stiff. Dave Mahloney. And so, but Don Mahloney was a great Ranger. And listen, I still think his heart's with the Rangers. Now, listen, it's better for us. I just wish Phoenix had more players.
I know, I was thinking the same thing when they were talking about that. Because Sather has a tendency, I mean, you saw it over the summer. He made like three trades with Anaheim. I mean, he has a tendency to kind of drift towards the same teams, whether it's Anaheim, Columbus, Edmonton to a certain degree, maybe not as much, and obviously Phoenix. He has a tendency to gravitate towards the same hockey. Oh, in Toronto with Brian Burke, but you know, you hope that he's putting his you know, he's using his cell phone wisely and calling some other GMs, because I really think, I mean, you were talking about the power play before. I mean, in essence, they brought back the same exact team. I mean, they tweaked it a little bit. They added a couple of guys, but it's pretty much the same defensive core. I guess they added a few different guys, but the guys they added were not power play guys by any means. And I think they need to figure out a way to get, I don't know about a quarterback, but just somebody that can blast the puck from the point. I mean, I don't know if McCabe has anything left. I know he's on the last year of his contract, and I know DB mentioned it in the chat room. For 1 year, for the rest of the season, he's 35, 36 years old. You know, maybe give him a chance. He's probably not going to cost you a lot. You don't have to trade anybody for him, maybe a pick or a low-end prospect. You can absorb his salary for the end of the year, and maybe you catch lightning in a bottle coming back to the New York area. I still think he has a house here. And, I, you know, I don't know how you guys feel about him. I mean, I'm just thinking of something to kind of kind of spark this power play, because you guys hit it on the money. I mean, Torch talked about it today. That power play actually hurt them last night. And they actually took a step backward in the game after having such a dominant first period. And that power play was horrible. I mean, it just gets worse. And like you said, they're taking Stefan off the point. So I think that's a smart decision. I don't know how do you guys feel about McCabe? What do you think?
I don't know. I mean, when are you going to dress him? I mean, you know, who's he dressing over? You know, say it again.
Probably dressing. Well, honestly, I don't know what the situation is with Delzato. You assume that he's going to be up here fairly soon, or he's going to be back. I think you may dress him. You may dress him over Gilroy. I'm just looking from the perspective as you went to the well with these six guys. You need to jolt. You need to make a jolt on your power play. Someone has to be moved out, not necessarily trade wise, but more along the lines of just kind of boosting up their power play a little bit, because it's so stale. I mean, they just don't move. They don't get any shots through. If a shot gets through, it goes over the net. I don't know how you guys feel about that. I mean, I thought McDonough played well. He only played about 10 minutes last night. He didn't make any glaring mistakes, but I don't know if he's here this season for the long haul, especially going into the playoffs. I think if the team, you know, obviously if they make it into the playoffs, they're going to have to add some kind of veteran defenseman back there. So I don't know how you guys feel about that.
I know a lot of Ranger fans feel that way about adding a veteran presence. I'm not one to do that. I mean, it would be nice if they get one, but I don't see it as a priority. Jim, what do you think about that? And as far as B.B. Maven made a good point in the chat room that it'd probably be McCabe and McDonough out. So I think that probably would be what I would think would happen. Jim, what do you think about the whole rigmarole?
Well, you know, I would still, like I said the other night, I'd play what they have right now. Wait, you know, at least 3-4 weeks, and then you know decide from there. McCabe, he's got 20 points, 5 goals, 15 assists. He's got 2 power play goals. I don't know what his contract situation is. Let me see if I can.
He's in the last year of his contract. He'd be an unrestricted free agent next season. So he'd basically just be for this year. That's it. For the rest of this year.
Yeah.
The guys they're throwing out there, Sammy Salo, injury prone. I think Chris Phillips would cost too much. I don't know, but I gotta look at BX's stats. But I'm not really sure if he's a power play guy. I mean, I think he's a great defenseman. I think he'd be a great addition if you can get him. But I'm just throwing out a guy that has a blast from the point and that could help.
Well, let me ask you this, guy. Don't you think we have players in place? And I know it hasn't worked. It's been bad all year. But don't we have enough guys in place with skill that our power play should be decent instead of atrocious? I mean, you know, it's not like we're lacking, two good lines to throw out there. Granted, I think the power play defensemen are a little bit, they're not really playmakers at all. But with maybe the emergence of Gilroy, you may be able to get that. And listen, Michael Delzato was sent down to get his head straightened out. They want him. He's going to be the power play quarterback, whether Mandel likes it or not. And, you know, whoever is anti-Delzato, he wasn't sent down to be punished and buried in the minors. And I think if he gets it straightened out and they see some progress and they can get through the, you know, that sometimes that sick noggin of him, you know, and get it through to him, that he's going to be the guy. But, you know, I agree with you on all counts. They've got to get this power play situation totally figured out. So, and any time Mando wants to get on the air with me and battle with Michael Delzato, feel free.
Yeah, you know,
anyway.
DZ's played. I think he'll be all right. I think he needs to get his head straight. I mean, I always bring back that, you know, Zuboff got sent down when he, you know, when he first came up. He was sent down to, I guess it was Binghamton at the time, or up to Binghamton at the time, and he got his head straight and he came back. And obviously, I don't want to compare Delzato to Zuboff. It wouldn't be fair, but you know, it does happen. There are players that are sent down and they come back and they're strong. But one thing, one last thing I just want to bring up. Last show there was a guy on, Captain New York 94, and he mentioned that the Rangers don't need Brad Richards and they shouldn't look into getting Brad Richards. The thing with having a young team is you build your foundation around young players, but you do have to bring in guys to kind of fill in the holes and kind of fill in the gaps and add some form of leadership, in the sense where if you want to be a Stanley Cup team, you need to bring in guys that have been there, that have won. And I always bring back, does Carolina win the Cup? You know, they had a great team, but do they win the Cup without Waiten and Recchi? And like I said, I don't want to say that the Rangers are going to win the Cup next year, whether they bring in Richards or not. But I believe that, and even Detroit's done it. They brought in Matthew Schneider. They brought in Robitaille. They brought in Marian Hossa, Brad Stewart. They've brought in guys. They brought in Bertuzzi. They brought in guys to fill around. They have a nice core of players, but they've brought in where they've needed a guy, Rafalski. They've brought in guys where they've had holes, and they brought in substantial guys. It wasn't like they just brought in some fringe player who really didn't do anything. They brought in some heavy duty guys to kind of build around their young core. So, to me, Rich is the perfect fit because he knows Tortorella, he knows the system, he knows what to expect. The guy's won a cup, and he's basically carrying this Dallas team. I mean, Dallas has some pretty good young players, but, you know, I mean, he's resurrected that franchise the last 2 years he's been there. So, I personally think, just from that perspective, that he's just an ideal fit for what the Rangers need. I don't know how you guys feel about that.
No, I mean, we've talked about it, and there's no, I don't think he's carrying the whole team. I think, you know, he's certainly with the doctor order with the Rangers, and, you know, I don't know what's going to happen. I'm almost at the point where I just don't want to talk about it. It's just like, I kind of want to see what happens, and you know, I don't know how Jim feels about it. You know, I kind of like the way things are right now. I'm still settling into the Volsky thing, and I want to see how the teams form that way and how it works. And plus, you get so many injuries, guys coming in, guys coming out. That Chris Drury stinking the joint up. He's basically an assistant coach that plays now. I mean, you might as well dress Mike Sullivan as far as I'm concerned. Because he really is.
You get the same personality. Both of them.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I didn't even want to bring up Drury. I don't even want to talk about him.
Okay, I'm good with that.
Yeah, he's not even worth our energy anymore. But that's pretty much. I'm not saying we should trade for Richards. I think we should let the team ride out unless you get him for a steal, which I don't think is going to happen. I would wait till July 1st. But I like the way the team is now. I honestly wouldn't really change much, especially with the guys coming back from injuries. And that's going to be another interesting situation when all these guys come back, who's going to sit. But I guess that's a good thing to have. So that's pretty much it, boys.
All right, take care, Rock.
All right, guys.
All right, Rock, take it easy. But hey, listen, good luck with the surgery. It's tomorrow, right?
Thank you. Yes, thank you.
All right.
Good luck.
I appreciate
it.
Yeah,
we'll talk to you next week.
You got it, boys.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Okay. Well, you know, there's a lot of debate going on. Did you have somewhere you want to go next before I go into this Mets little?
We got more phone calls, but
let people speak. I speak enough.
Before we get to the next phone call, we're a little late on this. We actually have our first sponsor here on Blue Shirt Banner Radio. We're proud to welcome them in. And it is, now you arranged this, so I just want to make sure. It's Two Brothers Scrap Metal. Is that correct?
Yeah, they do this stuff during the Ranger game. They got a commercial there that goes. And I figured, you know, hey, listen, we need to make some money. And I figured, you know, they probably don't care where it comes from, even if we don't. Well, I wouldn't say we don't get along with MSG, but we poke a lot of fun at them. But, and I figured Ranger fans don't get to see the commercial too much. So we, you know, they deserved they were going to do a radio spot. And it's money in our pocket. And I was like, yeah, we're on top of this.
So, all right, here we go. Without further ado, Two Brothers Scrap Metal.
Vicky, what do I do with all this scrap metal? Dad, what should Jan do with all her scrap metal?
Tell her to shove it up her ass.
From the side!
Costa was getting mad at us. Tell us we sold out. No, Mandar. Two brothers, Chris and Peter Ferraro. Brett and Eric Lindros. That's funny. Everybody's saying mafia. What are we gonna get? We're gonna give them a buy one get one free ad. All right, fine.
Vicky, what do I do with all this scrap metal? Dad, what should Jan do with all her scrap metal?
Tell her to shove it up her ass.
From the side.
That was very nicely done. Before we get another call, I just want to scan because we did upload a whole bunch of new stuff tonight. I just want to make sure we got everything. Let's see. Did we do this one? Hold on. Oh, how about this?
Damn, they had three nights of bull riding here at the Garden the last few nights. It might have been had a little bit of an effect on this ice.
Oh.
No?
You think they left some chips down there?
Oh, and I thought that was a puck.
Stop saying doing that, man. It makes me laugh. You see, I love Costa's reaction to the Two Brothers Scrap Metal. You sold out, man! You sold out!
How could you do this, man?
Man.
I thought we were friends, man. Cutter, you played it already. You think so? Jesus Christ.
He's worked at your last nerve.
Who was it, Nero, that used to sit up in the lion's den and just give the thumbs down on everything? Was that him? Was it Nero? They would show him, like, in cartoons. Just give him the thumbs down on everything, complaining. The big fat guy, that's you, Cutter. Roger Ebert over here. You played this already. Oh, he doesn't complain when we play.
You're my yummy, yummy cupcake. Yummy, yummy cupcake. Fuck that shit.
He never complains when we play that a couple of times, right?
I like that one. Oh, it's clip 9, I guess.
All right, 45 minutes to go in the show. Yeah, well, we wanted to bring everybody, you know, give them a little fun tonight. So,
I'm laughing my ass off. I'm having fun.
All right, we got a Skype call on the line. Who's this?
Hey, it's Margaret.
Hey, Margaret, how are you? Are you there? Margaret?
Oh, wait a minute.
Hello?
There you are. We lost
Hello.
You.
Hello. I'm here to provide another I'm here to provide another public service for you.
Oh, here we go. Don't what are you gonna do? Walk over to Brooklyn Bridge because it's closed?
No. I was scouting Vancouver at the Islander game last night.
Oh, okay.
All right. So one of my buddies got free tickets from his company, so he calls me up at about 4:45 and says, you want to go to the Islander game? And I was like, hell, I ain't doing nothing else. You know, I have the DVR, the Ranger game. So I said, yeah, sure, I want to see the best team in hockey. Yeah, I'll go to the Islander game. So we get to the Islander game, and son of a gun, isn't it like I always, every time I step foot in that building, Islander fans get a free bowl of chili. I don't know what the hell it is, but the Islanders always managed to score 3 goals when I walk into the mausoleum. So we're watching the game, and it
they
was,
only got to score 3 goals to get a bowl of chili?
You didn't know that?
No, I
it used to be 10, didn't it?
No, they get a free
that just
bowl
shows
win.
You how many. That just shows you how many few fans they have. I mean, you know, I mean the odds are decent that they get 3 goals for a free bowl of chili. I mean, what's the? I guess the restaurant that gives away the chili. What are they out? $50?
I don't know. Wendy's. It's Wendy's.
Oh, Wendy's. Oh, is it Wendy's? Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, Wendy's does it, and I think it's only like in Nassau County. But I'll go you one better. To show you how bad it's getting at the Coliseum, there are no VIP parking spots anymore. You can park anywhere you want. I was 2 spots away from the damn door, you know, the door on the side by, you know, where the players' entrance is and everything. I was hysterical. So anyway, long story short, the Rangers can beat Vancouver. They're not unbeatable. I wasn't impressed. The only person who impressed me last night was the kid that had the spinorama goal. Wow, was that fun. That was awesome. What was his name? Hold
Kessler?
On a second. No, Kessler scored the tying goal, and he scored the winning goal in the shootout. It was Mason Raymond. Holy moly. I was like, you know, I'm not an Islander fan. I'm standing there, and I'm like, you know, in my business, you know, clothes came right from the office and everything. And it was like my friend Fred was like overjoyed that he's getting his free freaking bowl of chili, and I'm watching, you know, the Islanders keep pace with Vancouver, and I was like, the Sedins had two. They each had an assist. Like they were saying, Bexa, he's real good. They have a good defense on Vancouver, and but for them to tie, you know, the Islanders to tie them, and the Islanders were ahead at one point. So I'm thinking, hello, the Rangers can take Vancouver if they, you know, they play well.
Well, Poland made what 48 saves last night for the Islanders.
Yeah, and he was. Good. He was really good. I mean, they pulled this guy out of the air. Where the hell did they get him from?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. And you'll appreciate this. Manny Malhotra was AWOL. All we've been hearing about is Manny Malhotra this, Manny Malhotra that. He's great with the Canucks and everything. And he was nearly, and one giveaway right in front of me, I was like, boy, something has never changed. He was invisible. So not to worry. I think they could take down Vancouver, and I'm really pissed that they lost to Montreal last night. Because Montreal tonight, what the heck are they doing? Hold on, they were tied last time I looked. With no, Pittsburgh went up 3-2 on them. Well, I guess that's okay.
Now, Margaret, the last time I think I saw you, it was like over the summer. How are you dealing with this new Ranger team? I mean, are you? Super psyched. What's your evaluation quickly?
No, I'm overjoyed. I love the kids. I love the fact that they're all getting a chance to play. I was actually on New York Sports Talk, you know, Rob Cowell's show with Brad Kirchberg
a
couple of weeks ago. And he asked me the same question, and I just had to say that, you know, initially I was Tortorella resistant because I was a big Rennie supporter and everything. And, you know, Tortorella came in and all the stuff with the bottle and the water in Washington and the hot-headedness and the cursing at the reporters and stuff like that. But I got to give Tortorella my hat's off to him. He's really adjusted his personality. You can see, you know, there's the boiling point is, you know, he can reach it real quick, but he's maintained a level of calm, and he's done wonders. You know, I didn't think he was going to be good for the kids. He's good with the kids. He doesn't throw any of his guys under the bus. I just think he's doing a really good job. I'm very, very pleasantly surprised and pleased. And for God's sakes, when is Ryan Callahan going to come back?
Well, he's skating now, and he's waiting to be cleared to hold the stick. They're going to do some X-rays on him.
Yeah.
But he's skating, and yeah, I want him back, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I usually I usually skate on Wednesday night myself, but I'm off tomorrow, so I'm skating tomorrow. So I don't want to go out. I went to work today, and I was just tired from digging out my car and everything this morning. So usually I'm up at the new Dick Tills rink skating, but I'll be doing that tomorrow morning. So, and I was up in Lake Placid for New Year's, which was awesome. I skated into the new year on the Olympic speed skating oval. Great time.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, there's so much stuff going on there, hockey, skiing, skating. It was great. But look for Vancouver. Watch. Their defense is really good. But if the Rangers play them tough, it can be had. Kessler is phenomenal. He's awesome. He really is.
Yeah. Well, thanks for the advanced scouting report. And I'll be holding you to it. If Manny Malhotra gets a hat trick, I'm coming to your house.
You know, and I didn't think I didn't think Luongo wasn't playing lights out either. You know, he made some great saves, but this guy Poulin, kept up with them, and the Islanders can be a dangerous team if you let them. And you could see.
What?
Seriously.
No, what? Seriously.
Second
seriously.
Period. Last...
What?
Surely you don't.
Thank you. They couldn't even be a dangerous team in the EPHL. No, I can't hear you. I can't.
Last night they really poured.
It's a bunch of garbage.
Thank you, Paulie.
No, in the second period, the Islanders really started to come back. They really started.
They stink. I know. They play better at home, Islanders, but they still stink. Don't say they're dangerous.
Well, they can. They have their moments. They do have their moments. You can't not. You know, they took the best team.
Can't be Margaret Hurley.
They are a terrible, terrible. They cannot do no such my eye.
I think that Vancouver took them for granted, and decided to ease up, or it could have been jet lag. I don't know.
That could be a fact.
All right, Margaret.
You guys take it easy. Enjoy. Let's hope they can dismantle Montreal and Montreal. Oh, I wanted to ask you one other question. I heard reports that there were fights breaking out in the stands in the Garden. Did anybody see that? What was going on?
I didn't.
I don't know. It was just game. We had a couple people at the game, but I don't know.
Yeah, we'll have to ask in the chat room.
Donnybrook's in different sections, and it wasn't upstairs in the 400s. It was downstairs in the 300s. So I was wondering if anybody heard anything, anybody saw
the suits
anything.
Were scrapping.
Yeah, maybe. Who knows? Who knows?
Well, we'll find out. All right, take care, my friend.
Thanks,
take
Margaret.
Care, bye, Jim.
Bye.
Take care.
Bye. The one and only Margaret Hurley. I'm just checking the chat room. All right, we got one more call on hold, and they're asking for a roll call. As always, I will leave that up to you.
No roll call for that.
What?
My throat is hurting.
No roll call tonight?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm sorry, guys. I can't do it. My throat is killing me.
Sorry, fellas. No roll call tonight, boys and girls.
Jimmy wants to do it. He can.
What's that?
Jimmy, you can do it if you want.
I don't do it with the same flair that you do. They don't want my roll call, trust me. They want you. Come on. It's like going to a Hall & Oates concert and asking them to sing Born in the USA. You just don't do it.
Rock is like, thank you, and he doesn't want one. Yeah. Instead of a no movement clause, we have the NRC, no roll.
No roll call clause.
Yeah, no roll call clause. That's right. I want Michael Delzato out of here because the first 30 games of his second season, he looked terrible. Oh, my God. Meanwhile, he was a minus 17. You like the man, dog. You dummy. All right, next.
Hold on. Robbie.
What's going on, guys?
Are you in the chat room?
Yes, I am.
Do the roll call. Go. Now. Go. Go. Go.
I don't know what to do.
Go.
So what?
Go. Go! I want to hear go! Do the roll call! Go! Now!
fresh.
I don't know what to do.
Ah, you blew it. You blew it. I gave you your big chance, and you blew it.
What is the roll call? I know what it is, but I don't know what to do.
Oh, you've never heard the roll call on this show?
Oh, you mean the Mr. Mouse thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
No, you have to do it.
Oh, Robbie, you're still... Did you hear him? Eddie, did you hear...
Oh,
Robbie, he hung up. He wasn't supposed to hang up. Did you hear him go, oh, come on?
Get him back on. Robbie, come back on. I want to hear what happened at the game.
Robbie, call back in. Jeez, can't have any fun more with him. Robbie, call back. Here he is. All right. That was funny, Robbie, because I heard you go, oh, come on. All right. So what happened at the game last night?
It was pretty good. I just wish they would have won. I met up with Dance and Larry. I saw Avrook in the right here at Concourse, but I couldn't really meet up that much. But because the game was already starting, but at the time I just wish they would have won. I had to buy. I bought a program for $6. That was pretty expensive. But oh, I wish there was two fights down in my section. One Canadian fan got absolutely thrown down on his back by the security guard. So yeah, that was pretty fun to watch. I just wish they would have won, though. It's a lot of
fights. What was the Canadian fan doing? Was he being obnoxious?
I don't know. I guess they were doing the stupid Olé chant. They did it at the end. And during the national anthem, the Rangers chant were chanting USA, USA. So. But it's pretty good. I just wish, again, I thought that Gomez was going to score. So, but luckily he didn't, because I thought, you know, obviously the former Rangers, that's usually what happens every time that a former Ranger plays against the Rangers. So, but anyway, it was good.
Good. Who'd you go to the game with?
What do you call? My mom actually never been to a game before, so, yeah, she went with me.
Oh, that's nice. Took your mom to a game. I used to take my mom to Ranger games. She used to like that.
Well, actually, no, this was her second one. One time when I played on the Devil's Ice, when I played ice hockey, she went to that. But she'd never been to a Rangers game before, so.
Good.
Yeah.
Did you take mom out to dinner? Did you have a good time?
No. Bought her. I let her have some of my chicken tenders meal, so. She's not really into sports that much.
She's a big spender.
Yeah, there you go. But I got also a souvenir cup that's the 85th anniversary. Some drunk guy gave it to me. I'm hanging that up now. So.
Yeah, don't drink it. Don't drink out of it.
Yeah, it was. It's pretty good to have. But I got exciting at the end. I had plenty of chances, but. It is, what are you going to do? It's 2-1. They came. The refs were awful. But what are you going to do? So. But.
Yeah.
They play the Canucks tomorrow night.
Yeah. You know, King Henry will be in net. And hopefully King Henry can steal the game. And everything will be good. But
I got breaking news. Breaking Blue Shirt Banner Radio news.
Oh, what is it, Jim?
Monday night. Our Monday night show next week, which is January 17th.
Let me guess.
Okay.
Roman Ender will be joining us.
The great Roman Ender. No, I'm just kidding. We will be.
I got it. Wait, I got another one. Pavel Valentenko will be calling us from a Turkish bathhouse.
with Mitch Beck.
Wait, I got it. All right, give me the reel. I have no idea what it is, ladies and gentlemen.
Wait a minute. Oh, now I lost the. Oh man, I lost the clip. Where did it? Oh, here. Wait. Making his first appearance on Blue Shirt Banner Radio Monday night. The great. The brand new, brand spanking new, he still has that new beat writer smell, Jesse Spector from the Daily News will join us. Confirmed.
Oh,
just confirmed via email. I've been emailing back and forth with him throughout the show. He will be here Monday night.
That's cool.
Daily News is going to be talking to us, Ranger fans.
Finally, we cracked the Daily News nut.
Yeah, the New York newspapers. This is our first New York newspaper, right?
That's right. This is our first actually made-in-New-York newspaper. Jesse Spector. We reached out to, well, actually, I reached out to his predecessor at the draft, and his predecessor said, yeah, I'd love to do the show. Let me know when. And 3 weeks later, he was in the witness relocation program.
Yeah.
And then Jesse took over the beat, and as soon as he took over, I reached out to him, and he actually responded right away and said that Blue Shirt Banner, that he was new to the Rangers beat, and he hadn't been following them, but that he was nice enough to – Blue Shirt Banner was one of the sites he was following to kind of catch up on Ranger news, and he said he'd love to do the show, but to just give him a little time to kind of get his feet, you know, grounded and get set with the Rangers, and now here he is. So he will be here.
Is he like a Larry Brooks type who covers the Rangers, or just like a guy that like covers New York in general?
He's better than Dan Larry Brooks. He comes on this show.
He
covers the Red Bulls. Of course he covers the Rangers. What do you think, he covers the Knicks?
Mandar said, I think he'll be a good guest. I think he will, too. He's a young guy. He's into the whole Twitter, and he's funny. If you follow him on Twitter, he's always got some funny things to say, whether it's about the Rangers or otherwise. So I think he'll be fun. But you know what? I mean, Andrew Gross is a great guest when he comes on, and so is Karp. So I think he'll just be another addition to our show. So I'm looking forward to the Rangers Media Relations Department. Spector, you've been Speedberg.
And Eddie, you said you called Larry Brooks Dancing Larry. That reminds me, I also met him, and I got a picture with him in Section 407.
Really? Was he a nice guy?
The picture cost
nice guy.
The picture cost more than the chicken tenders.
I didn't have enough for the chicken tenders. I was actually 25 cents short.
Robbie, we love you.
Yeah, but since I was in Section 402, I actually got a good view of Sam and Joe doing their broadcast from the side, literally, and I mean that. They were actually talking, and I wonder what they were saying. And as I was walking behind them, the door was open, and if there to the broadcast booth, and if there wasn't a security guard standing right there, I was going to go walk in there, and I was going to say hello to both my buddies. What did you think of that?
Oh, I don't like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, meet some real stars.
Actually, when I went to the 3D game against the Islanders last year, I was at the end of the game, and I was walking behind the same booth. Dave Maloney just came right at a split second. I was just looking up, and I saw Dave Maloney just come right out of there, and I was, like, so surprised. I was like, whoa, where did that come from? And I shook his hand, and I met him, too. But that was last March.
Nice. All right, Robbie. We're going to let you go, but I want you to stay listening to the show, stay in the chat room, because I got somebody that's going to show you how it's done, all right?
All right, sure.
All right.
We'll talk to you
later.
All right, I'll keep you on hold.
Take care, Robbie.
Take it easy.
All right, take care. Thanks. You too.
All right. Without further ado, do it.
All right. Here goes nothing. This is my first ever roll call, so bear with me. Welcome to this evening's roll call. This is Zach Budnick in for Eddie the Mouse. He's got a bad voice, so I'm going to do the best I can. We start off Blue Shirt Banner Jim, our fearless leader. He's on MSG's most wanted list, and we love him nonetheless. Then there's 8K Power. He's got a lot of power for that number 8. We can all say it's for Pruss, but he'll probably say otherwise. Then there's Adam from Chicago. Got to meet him at the party back in November. He's a great guy, and we love him, and we love hearing him talk. Then there's Andrew SFL. Always glad to have you on here. I don't know much about you, but I love hearing it as well. Then there's Bill Maher. I don't know if it's the Bill Maher or just a random Bill Maher, but he likes to chime in once in a while. We want to hear more from you.
That was Bill Maher.
What?
That made me laugh. I don't know why. I'm sorry.
Then there's Boyo Stripe. Welcome to the show. I've never seen you before. And Kelly Owens 24. He loves to chime in all the time. He's a funny guy. He knows his stuff, and we love him. Then there's City Hockey Fever. Loves the city, loves hockey, and he's always got a fever for that hockey. Then there's Costa the Crazy Greek, an avid listener from Long Island,
living just not too far from that old barn on Hempstead Turnpike. Eddie likes to call in, and he thinks that Jim had sold out with that commercial. Then there's our token Canadian cutter, TML. He's a Toronto Maple Leafs fan. Whether you love him or hate him, just pity him. And then we got DB Maven, the voice of reason. He likes to call it sometimes, very knowledgeable about hockey, and he might need to teach me a thing or two more about hockey. Then there's Dig Deep. Dig Deep always likes to chime in. It seems like everybody likes to chime in. Then there's Frosty99. I got to meet him at the party as well. He's a great guy. Gotta love him. Then there's Gorgos. I've never heard of this guy. I'm sure he's a fun guy. I'm sure he loves to listen to the show. And we're glad to have you here.
He's referring to himself as the Norwegian Nightmare in the chat room. So we'll go with that. Gorgos, the Norwegian Nightmare. I love a guy who gives himself his own tagline.
And there's one too many guests in here. Get a username, call in, talk in the chat room. Even if you're with MSG, we still want to hear from you. And then there's Irish Puck 93. He's a big Irish Puck fan from 93. And then there's Jay of then there's Jay of the Dead, who seems rather dead right now because he hasn't responded in a while. Then we got Jonathan, all the way from Australia, mate. We love you. We love hearing from you. And then there's John, Mrs. Stacy Katz, and John Newman. John always loves calling in from wherever he may be, whether it be at the OTB or the Sonics, but he still loves calling in. And already he says he wants to be for the new Rangers Blue Shirt Banner roll call person. John, this is only temporary until Ed gets his boys back. He'll do a better job than me. And then we got Critical.
Oh, you're pretty good.
What?
Well, you're doing pretty good. Right?
Doing a great job.
I'm doing what I can to please.
You're doing
and
a great job.
And we got Critical. Very critical about the work he puts in. And he's a big Ranger fan as well. And then we got, in the way Eddie says it, the Mandar. Mandar always being the man and the Dar. Always a good challenge for trivia. He's a great trivia guy. So ask him the hardest question you've got, and he will probably know the answer. And there's Matty Caps NYR. Welcome to the show. Glad to have you. Then we got Rangers Crisis, Eddie the Mouth, who is taking the night off from the roll call to let me do this. And so far he says that he loves it. And then there's me. Nobody really cares about me, but that's me. Moving on. RCDXX93. Who is this guy?
He's the president of Royal Crown Cola. I don't know.
All right, well, we're glad to have you here.
Or he's a Roman and Catholic.
He's Ranger Crisis D, double X instead of triple X. He's down to size.
Well, we're glad to have you here. And then we got Robbie. Robbie, this is how you do the roll call. You have a little laughs, you make it up as you go, and then you get blown off the air. And then there's Rock, a longtime listener. He's about to have some surgery tomorrow. Should be minor, but he says he's going to be off his feet for a while. So Rock, the best of luck to you. We're going to hope that you pull through this one. And then there's Rocco Sansone. Never heard of this guy either, but welcome. And then there's Stan from Bayside. I don't think I've ever got to meet this guy, but I've heard him talk on the air a few times. He knows his stuff, just like me and everybody.
One of the originals.
One of the originals.
One of the originals.
One of the originals of the show.
Waz, too. Yep. Waz, Frosty.
Yep. So nobody's got anything on him. And then there's Wazili. Wazili. I can't say anything about Wazili, but I just
make
like the name.
Make something up.
Make something up.
He's got two Z's in his name.
He's got more illegitimate kids than Antonio Cromartie. Why, Billy?
And then I apparently have four more guests on my list, but welcome nonetheless. And that will do it for this edition of the Blue Shirt Banner Roll Call by Zachary Budnick.
All right, Zach.
Zach, as Sam Rosen would say, they're on their feet at the Garden.
Thank you.
My friend. Way to step in and pinch hit. Rusty Staub would be proud.
Thank you. I'm here all week. Try the veal.
All right. Thanks, buddy. We'll talk to you soon.
Have a good one, guys.
Take it easy.
Until I heard that done by somebody else, I never really realized how retarded that whole segment is.
But they love it. That's all that matters. The listeners love it. They love hearing their name. So why not? Great job, Zach. And hello to everybody else that might be listening, like our buddy Chris in the UK, our buddy Adam over in Egypt, Chris down in South Africa, and everybody else listening worldwide. We salute you. Way to step up. That's how you do it, Robbie. You don't sit there, I don't know what to do. That's why you get the boom.
I gotta cut some slack because I think that he's a little bit younger. Zach's got a little bit Zach's got a little more experience now. So Robbie'll get to it.
And Zach's
Zach Strzok, that always helps. Brock asked me something about Larry Brooks, the live chat I had with Larry Brooks. When did I talk to Larry Brooks? Did we ever talk to Larry Brooks?
You talked to him at the rally, and he said anytime the people get together, it's good, or something like that.
He said, I endorse any grassroots movement.
That's what it was.
That's the far, I'd say, the rally. So, hey, this is good. The Jesse Spector, this is good. I mean, this is really good news for us. I'm hyped, man. This is New York paper. A New York paper with a New York beat reporter covering the New York Rangers. So, it's fantastic. Now,
a man with his finger on the pulse of the city and the team.
Exactly. That's what I like. Now, do you want to talk about this All-Star Game thing?
Sure.
Do you have any phone calls? Well, let's go over it. We'll go over it from the Eastern Conference. First, the Flyers only have one representative. That's going to be Claude Giroux. And Claude Giroux has been really good. And just you can't say enough about the guy. He's a stud. He's young, and he's going to be a thorn on our side for many years. The Pittsburgh Penguins, they got Cindy made it. Malkin, Chris Letang, who's playing fantastic. Another young guy. Pittsburgh just churning these guys out, making, when they got rid of Gonchar, people were like, these guys like Letang have certainly helped them in not missing a beat. And then Marc-Andre Fleury. So they have four guys going at it. The Rangers are going to send, as we all know, talking like an update. It's going to be no surprise. Mark Stahl, Henrik Lundqvist, and the rookie skills is going to be Derek Stepan. I certainly would put those three guys in there. I don't think I'd like to have Brandon, but where are you going to put him, really? I think when you think the Rangers, you don't really think forwards. You think more of, defense, and I think that's the way they went. The Islanders will have nobody in the regular game, but they will have Michael Grabner in the rookie game.
What? Yeah. No Islanders made the All-Star team.
Not in the regular game, only in the rookie skills. They're going to have Michael Grabner.
Bruno Gervais? Rick DiPietro? He didn't make the All-Star team?
No, not the
great
Johns and Hans and Franz Nielsen, the Nielsen twins, Hans and Franz, Matty Molson, P.A. Parento.
What?
John Tavares didn't make it. Blake Como didn't make it. Josh Bailey didn't make it. I mean, it's really an injustice.
Oh, boy.
The Devils got Patrick Elias in it. No rookie, so they only have one guy. The Rangers got three guys in there. Other than the Penguins, they have the second most guys in there from the Atlantic Division. So I'm happy about that. Bruins got Zdeno Chara. I guess he's just good for the hardest shot because I don't know if he's having a decorative season. I haven't seen much of him this year. Sidney Thomas is probably the favorite to win the Vezina. I know it's only halfway past, but he got a shutout the other night, I believe. Was that Rad? I think it was him, actually. And Taylor Sagan, whatever you want to say, that he's going to be in the skills competition. Carey Price was the only guy to make it from Montreal. No Scott Gomez. No P.K. Subban, Mr. Slewfoot. As a matter of fact, he didn't even make the rookie teams, Subban. So they're only having one guy. Buffalo, nobody from the will play in the regular game. Tyler Ennis, playmaking center, is going to make it in the rookie skills, but no Thomas Vanek, no Tyler Myers, no. I guess Derek Roy would have probably made it had he not gotten hurt. Phil Kessel made it for the Maple Leafs, cut his Maple Leafs. Kessel's been getting hot lately, but I don't know. I guess if you had to pick somebody, then it would be him. Here's a big surprise: a second-year player, defenseman at Ottawa, Erik Karlsson, is going to make it for Ottawa. He's the only person going to be representing us there. Tampa's going with Stamkos and Martin St. Louis. And there's no surprise there. Washington, Mike Green, who's really having a subpar year and been hurt, has made it. But they're saying, they're trying to put the spin on that, Washington's become more defensively responsible. And, of course, Alex Ovechkin, Love Chicken, he will be representing. The Thrash are going to be sending Bufflin and Tobias Enstrom, who are defensive partners in Atlanta. Three representatives from the Kane, Cam Ward. We saw Cam Ward. He freaking stifled the Rangers. Eric Staal. And then, all of a sudden, last night, all they were talking about, Jim, was, will Erik Staal and Mark Staal play on the same team? Will this happen?
Will he pick his brother? Will he pick his brother? Yeah. Oh, could be tough around the dinner table if he doesn't. Trouble in the Staal house, Joe.
Oh. Erik's bending over after he has the pick. I think he's hurt. He's going in the dressing room. And Jeff Skinner, who's been an absolutely awesome rookie for them, made the rookie skill team. The Panther, the litter cats there, have no representatives, and I really think they don't deserve any. Although Weiss and Booth have been picked it up lately. They're sending a rookie, Evgeny Dadonov, who's played well in a limited amount of games for them. But it's funny how a lot of these teams have no representatives. Detroit, how about this? Only one guy is going to this from Detroit, and that's Nicky Lidstrom. That's a little bit of a surprise. Shea Weber from Nashville, a lot of people felt that maybe Ryan Suter should have gotten the nod over Shea Weber. And, of course, Chicago is heading four. And justifiably, I believe it's so. Although I think Taves is not having that great of a season. Taves, Kane, Patrick Sharp, and Brian Keith, just Keith from Family Affair. And then, this is a mystifying one to me from St. Louis. David Backes, Jim Backes is your only representative. I mean, I know they have a lot of injuries, but Eric Johnson, give me anybody. David Backes, is he that good? I mean, maybe I'm just out of the loop. Rick Nash, who's basically been holding down the fort there in Columbus since he's coming to the league. Tremendous player. He made it. And we got two more divisions to go here. I'll make it quick. Northwest Division. We got Vancouver. Ryan Kessler, who's really stepped up his game, become a top-notch player. The Sedin sisters, they will be there. The Lanch, only Matt Duchesne. It's a little bit of a surprise. They will have Kevin Shattenkirk, who I believe is a New Rochelle native in the rookie skills. Minnesota, here's another one, Brent Burns. I got a feeling he's going last, Jimmy. Brent Burns, give me a break. Where's that Paul Coffey, whatever it is, that idiot that comes into the room telling me that Nico Coyce was better than Jerome McGinley? He couldn't even beat out Brent Burns. Anyway, Jerome McGinley for Calgary, Alex Hemsky from the Oilers, and Taylor Hall and Jordan Eberle will be in the skills. And then soon-to-be Ranger, hopefully, Brad Richards and Louis Erickson from Dallas. Corey Perry, probably one of the most underrated players in the league. As far as I'm concerned, Jonas Hiller has been playing his ass off for Anaheim. And guess what, guys? And this is going to spark a little bit of debate. Cam Fowler made the rookie skills. And I'm telling you guys, I'm going to say it right now. I think Gordy Clark screwed up. You know who would be a perfect fit for this power play to get this power play going? Cam Fowler right here and now. And I'm sorry, I think Gordy made a mistake with this. I'm seeing immediate results from this guy, and maybe I'm a little impatient, and I can't wait 30 years for McElrath to get here, but it's looking like this could have been him a faux pas on the Rangers side, especially with them being pretty good with clearing the crease this year, although there's been some sporadic incidences. The Coyotes will have nobody. They'll have a couple guys in the skills, Ekman and Larson. L.A., only one guy, Anze Kopitar, no Drew Doughty, who was hurt early. I thought Drew Doughty would make it. They have a ton of guys that can make it on that team. And then the Shark, Dan Boyle is the only Shark going, and Logan Couture rounds out the Sharks, and he'll be participating in the rookie skills competition. Wow. I should have just done the roll call. I thought it was
Instead, you did the all-star roll call. A couple of bullet points on the all-star roster. There's three undrafted players, Hiller, St. Louis, and Dan Boyle. Only seven players older than 30 going to the all-star game. It's a young man's game. Only seven. Aginla, Chara, Dan Boyle, Eliash, St. Louis, Tim Thomas, and Nick Lidstrom, who is 40.
All right. Oh, wow. That is it. It's a young man's game. People want to see the young guys.
Here's another one for you. 12 members of the Canadian gold medal team from the Olympics are all-stars. Only four from the U.S. team.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I can't wait to see the picks. And I'm sorry, if you're picked last, you're still going to feel like crap. I mean, because you know you're going to get all kinds of stuff from the fans. And I also feel the pressure on the captains. If they pick a bad team, people are going to be all over them.
Yeah.
Why did you pick this guy? You know, if a guy picks a guy because he played with him in juniors or he's friends with them. I think it's very good, and I will guarantee the NBA will be doing this within the next 2 years, because then they'll be following. And the baseball, I don't think so. You know, that's a big fantasy sport. They have more of a tradition, the NFL being all pro too. But I could see the NBA doing it. Now, I wanted to talk about two Ranger-related issues that have been kind of been plopping up on the internet. The Dale Weiss situation. There are some people out there, I call them reactionaries, people who it seems that they can scout a player by sitting on their couch, flipping between channels during a Ranger game, who believe that Dale Weiss has shown absolutely nothing as a Ranger, that in eight games he hasn't put up any points, he hasn't shown any kind of skill out there. And I severely disagree with anyone who can, first of all, evaluate a player who plays 5 minutes or less in those eight games. A guy I've seen fight a couple times, stick up for teammates. He looks like he knows what he's doing out there. When you're playing on the fourth line, it's hard to get anything done. So any people that are just saying, you know, well, I don't know, Dale Weiss, he's fourth line fodder. Yeah, when you start, you got to play on the fourth line normally. You know, it's for a player like him, he's not gonna, you know, he's not a super skilled guy like Zuccarello, who's gonna get big time minutes, especially when the Rangers have a lot of grinders right now, which is something, you know, something new to say. I mean, new to me to say. I mean, what do you think about Weiss's play so far? I think he's played admirably. I don't get it.
Well, these are, you know, some of them, and it's not the people that are here with us or the people that are really on Blue Shirt Banner. It's the reactionaries, and they're the ones that hang out on, like, on the HF boards and the Ranger board and places like that, you know, all the time. They're the same ones that were screaming last season, when are they going to give Dale Weiss and Dane Byers their shot? These are the same people that are always screaming for the Dale Weisses of the world, and then they get him, and if the guy doesn't score 10 goals in 7 games, oh, we got to get him out of here. Got to trade him. Get rid of him. This guy's no good. He's fourth line. Five. Like you said, you got to start somewhere. Give this guy a chance. Give Rodney a chance. Can we give him more than 7 games? Are we that, you know, we want the kids. This is what it means. I don't know how else to put it. This is what it means to be a young team. This is what it's all about. This is what it is.
I feel like the fantasy hockey world and the NHL 12 hockey world, they see it's all based on goals and assists. And if a guy doesn't produce, then they with the numbers, then they consider him, you know, not playing up to par. And then the other guys they call for to replace him make me laugh, like, oh, you know what? Maybe they should bring up Jeremy Williams. To me, Jeremy, I'd rather have Dale Weiss up, who's young, a draft pick of our own, than Jeremy Williams, who might be a little bit better. I don't know. Who could be better in 4 minutes of ice time? I mean, keep Dale out with keep him up with the big club. People are too impatient. You can't have it in both ways. You can't grow and be impatient. This is a process.
Yeah, I mean, people are all excited about Jeremy Williams. He's got 20 goals in Hartford, but you know, this guy's on like his sixth AHL team. Sometimes there's a reason for that. You know what I mean? Like Corey Locke. Remember how people were clamoring for the great Corey Locke, the perennial 40-goal AHL scorer? I mean, sometimes there's a reason why these guys play for 5 or 6 AHL teams for 10 years. I mean, this guy's been in the AHL for 7 years. You know, I would think at some point he would have gotten a decent NHL shot if anybody thought he was worth anything, you know?
Well, I'm rooting for Dale Weiss, and he's shown a lot of courage, he's done all that's been asked for him, I'm down with just keeping it, plugging away with the youngsters, and what fourth line player you're going to put in there is going to be brilliant. I think Jeremy Williams is going to come and work
play with Gavrik.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's just ludicrous.
All right, we got less than a minute to go. Just a reminder, we will be back on Monday night with Jesse Spector from the Daily News, and then we'll have a schedule in place for you guys Monday night when we take to the air. And don't forget, Saturday, January 22nd, Rangers in Atlanta to play the Thrashers. Eddie and Mandar will be live on the scene at the Phillips Arena. We're going to do a live show beginning at 4:30 Eastern time, and that'll be a lot of fun. All right, so I guess we're just about done. Eddie, my friend, always a pleasure. It's been a fun show.
Yes, very fun. I had a lot of laughs. All right, guys, take care. Good night.
All right, we'll see you next week.
Beautiful.
All right, we're off the air. Yeah, we did it. Another 2 hours of solid radio.
Very funny, very funny. Had a lot of fun. I liked Zach doing the roll call. It was good.
Yeah, it was good. He stepped up nicely.
Yes. All right, brother man.
All right, sir. I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Take it easy. Good night.